In this segment of our canoe regatta interviews, I'm speaking with Duke and Griffin Fisher, father-son team from Bainbridge. Griffin is the youngest 70-mile paddler this year at the age of 11. Last year was his first regatta. Griffin, what do you like about this race?
The regatta is something where I find it interesting because I think it's fun, and I also think it's really good exercise for you when you're just looking for something to do, you know? And also, it's something where you can do it for a long time before you have to stop or something, unlike a sport.
So when your dad said, hey, do you want to do this 70-mile race, did you ask him if he was crazy?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you started practicing, and how did it go last year?
Last year practicing, we practiced for parts of the summer, and then right before the regatta, we practiced almost every day. And the race itself went really, really well.
Any time did you want to stop?
No, I found that time went by very quickly for me, so I felt like I could go for a long time without having to take a break to drink or eat.
Duke, how did it come about to do this with him last year at the age of 10?
Well, I'm a mid-range paddler, and that means I go through a lot of partners. you know, I'll get a partner for a year, and then they've had enough. So I had lost my partner, his wife, and he started paddling together, and I started winning races. So I was in the search and looking around, talking to some of my old partners, and on an inspiration, I sort of just asked the boys, are either of you interested? And I really expected my older son to maybe consider it. And, you know, Griffin was all over it. To be honest, he sort of approached me. When he heard me making the phone calls, he said, well, why can't I do it with you? You know, long negotiations with his mom and grandparents. And I even talked to the regatta committee briefly just to say, how do you guys feel about this? And he's an animal. You know, I love practicing with this guy because he loves to paddle. We just, you know, I'll pick him up at school and we'll spend most evenings just watching the sun go down in the Susquehanna. It's great.
Well, you have 17 finishes yourself. When was your first regatta?
83 was my first. It was the 41 degree, rained every minute of the race regatta. That was a brutal. I was in a 14 and a half foot Grumman canoe.
Oh, boy.
It was a brutal race. It was my girlfriend's brother, Scott Lee, and we had been doing sprints, his sister and I, and he said, well, real men's going to do the regatta. So it was completely, you know, just to show up to him, just to be a show off. And I had no idea what I had gotten myself into. It was quite an experience, but I was hooked. Ever since then, I've been hooked.
Griffin, you did it last year, and you said it was fun, and you had a good time. Now, this year, are you training harder to do better?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder. Most people say the second year is the hardest, because on the first year, you think you did it, so you're like, well, I can do it again if I did. It's going to be easy this time. You kind of forget how hard it was the first time and how much it took.
Are you training harder now?
Yeah, because if you're going to think that it's going to be easier, then you got to train harder just to be prepared for the worst.
Oh, what a very smart boy you are, I tell you. Are you planning to do this year after year, even if it's, whether it's with Dad or not? You want to maybe become one of the youngest 700 Mile Club members?
Yeah, I feel like I want to do this for a long time because I really enjoy racing and I think it's a good use of time.
Your dad told me that originally you were going to try to do it in the one-man canoe.
Yeah.
And so what happened there?
Well, first off, there was a lot of talking that I didn't have enough practice because I just started like training for the one man very recently, and pretty much everybody said that it would be hard, if not impossible, if I could do it. And the plan was for my brother to race with my dad, but even after a while, my brother didn't think he would be ready for to do the two-man. Well, I did the one-man, and if anything happened, I might get hurt. So it just turned out that me and Dad would do it again this year.
Maybe next year?
Yeah, our plan is after the regatta, we're going to train over the summer. I'm going to get really good at the one-man, and then next year I'm going to do the one-man.
It's been a battle. The one man was something that Griffin started, again, you know, was pushing. He wanted to be the youngest person to ever do the one man, period. And we had some benchmarks we had set up with our family. And it had to do with, could I get a partner that would, we'd be a destroyer escort, just follow, you know, right close to him the whole way down. And we decided that if I could get Buddy to train for that, we might be able to do that. But there's an odd thing. I switched to one man. My 10th race was a one man. And I remember when I bought the boat, two-man canoe made sense in any circumstance. And you get into one man, and nothing makes sense anymore. You can't make it go straight when you want it to go straight. You can't make it turn when you want it to turn. They're just very, very difficult. But I don't think people realize how difficult those one-man boats are. And we had a practice around Guilford Lake, very windy day, and it just had its way with him. And I think he was really surprised. And I said, you know, this could come up. You could get tough headwinds like this in the race. So we sort of started to reevaluate.
Griffin, did you ever have to push Dad in practice?
Yeah, a lot, actually. during the race, Dad would, like, stop to do a drink break or something, and I would, like, I think I would expect him, when I was on the river, I'd expect him to do, in, like, two paddle strokes, I'd expect him to be done eating something or drinking something.
So that's my lunch break, two paddles worth.
Two paddles worth.
That's what it is. And he looked back to me and said, are you going to eat or are you going to paddle back there? What? Like that kind of stuff. And people, we started to gather a crowd last year. People started to see him and talk about it. And he was 63 pounds last year. So he is a little guy. By the time I got to Portlandville, you could hear people chattering. That's him. That's the little guy. That kind of stuff. And when we got to Unadilla, he was double stroking me. He was putting down two paddles for everyone that I had left. He got into the home stretch, and the afterburner kicked in, and he wanted to get home, you know. And I was saying to him, we're good, you know, we're fine, we're making great time. We didn't really know our placement. Last year, it was all about finishing.
Mm-hmm.
So it became apparent at some point that we were near the top, but I didn't know really where we were. And we weren't talking about it because I was just worried about watching him and seeing how he was responding to the race. There was only four boats in front of us in the G class in that 6 o'clock start. We started in the back because I wanted to stay out of the fray on the lake.
Right.
We were getting tossed around like a cork. Anybody does, but with 60 pounds in the front of the boat, you're getting knocked around. So I said, we'll just let him go through. We'll see how that goes. And he's pulling it. The whole race was him pulling me, pulling. And when we went through the swamp, which is the early section in Milford with lots of turns, I couldn't hold him back. You know, he'd see a boat and he'd say, we can get him on the left. We can get him on the right. And we're just passing boat after boat. And he's just powering up. It was amazing. It was the best. And I'm not saying because he's my son. It was the best race I've ever been in.
Now, are you in the G class again this year?
Yeah, it's not a class. Let's be clear. There's nothing in common about these boats whatsoever.
True.
There's kayaks and one man's and two man's.
Right.
You know,
it's just to do the 70 miler.
Exactly. We're lining up and I'm worried about what we got around us. We have a nice spot on the starting line. There's a little bit of room on our right, a little bit of room on our left. And just as the lady's finishing the national anthem, this huge Grumman with two huge, enormous men pull in front of us with attitude and back in right next to us. And Griffin looks back and we're like, well, there we go.
Yeah.
We actually met up with a middle-aged couple from
Maine.
They were Maine. And they were practicing to do the 1,000-miler in Alaska.
Oh.
And
they had a GPS.
Yeah, they had a GPS on board their boat and
they could tell us how fast we were going. We were fascinated.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was great.
And we paddled down a good third of the river just next to them, talking to them. It was really cool, actually.
Yeah, it was a nice ride.
Did the GPS talk to them too?
Yeah.
Ride, wake.
That's right. That's
on
right.
Left.
Ride, rake. You know, at next possible, take a U-turn. You know.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example of what it's like on the water, Al Shaver, the guy who won the one-man class, took time when we were coming down, just getting to Goodyear Lake, took time to stop and talk with Griff just about how well he was doing. Here this guy is, you know, in the lead of his class, you know.
A pro class
in a one-man boat, which is highly competitive. And he took off his pace just to sit with Griff. It wasn't much more than maybe 10 or 15 seconds, but that's the kind of community that you see on the river. And it really meant the world to us, you know, that he would slack down and he let Griffin know about how his stroke was doing. It was wonderful. It really was.
Griff, do you have a special time that you'd like to meet?
If we're lucky and we have good water, if we push ourselves hard enough, I think we can reach our goal, which was my dad and his partner's best time, which was about 9 hours. But for that, we'd have to really book it.
Last year, we finished in just under 12, 11:44. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about coming in at 8:50. That's a big jump.
So really my goal is just to do better than we did last year.
Good. You have been a pleasure to talk to, and we're looking forward to seeing you on the river. I'm sure a lot of people hearing this interview will then look for you too, and we will certainly recognize you down the river, and we hope you have a fun race like last year and a good time, and we hope you keep pulling Dad, because, you know, he's getting older now, so.
That's right.
Enjoy the race this year, Griff.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with us.
You can see Duke and Griffin Fisher along the river in Canoe G5. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.